This week, we've continued to see the disturbing images coming from the detention centers on the southern border. The families keep making the journey from their home countries to the U.S.-Mexico border, risking family separation and more. They are driven by a desperation to flee violence and poverty. But for some, the journey brings a bleaker fate. This week, photographs of a father and his little daughter who drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande has created a tipping point for those who believe that the system imposed by the government to process asylum seekers while trying to deter them has finally broken down, a total failure. Texas Public Radio commentator Yvette Benavides shares her thoughts on that in this commentary.
Valeria was almost 2 years old when her parents made the difficult decision to leave the life they knew in El Salvador to travel north to America. They must have heard the stories about the wall that would keep them out if they didn't hurry, if they didn't risk everything to make the trek. They had to try. The U.S. promised an American dream and a fair shot for asylum seekers who followed the rules. When they arrived, they learned that they had to wait because of a practice called metering, that limits the number of people allowed to approach border crossings to apply for asylum. The delay can span months. Valeria's father must have felt desperate. I imagine he made a game of it for Valeria. At such a tender age, she was easy to carry, to distract with the doll. She could hug Daddy's neck while they went swimming across the river. But once across and safely on dry land, she watched as her daddy jumped back into the water to help Mommy, and she followed him. The border they were trying to get to, the border between the United States and Mexico, is a policed border. That means it's an aggressive one, inhospitable, treacherous, with ever-changing rules of the game. The writer Kapka Kasabova writes in her book, Border, A Journey to the Edge of Europe, that, quote, when a border is policed, it acquires a body, if not a human face. There's a related insidious ideology, she writes, one that is centralist in practice, and the belief that the center of power can issue orders from a distance, from a White House, say, and to do so with impunity. The periphery is sacrificed. What is out of sight of the mainstream is only a memory. Border zones, she writes, are always the periphery, out of the sight and away from the understanding of the mainstream. We didn't have tender age in our lexicon before, but for the last year, a solid year in counting, we have come to hear it daily. It was shocking to hear the term the first time and stomach the implications. Seasoned journalists wept on the air to say the words. Tender age. The words now make us think of Valeria and her father Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez. Together they experienced a merciless journey, and together they drowned in the Rio Grande, emerging on the bank of the river in Matamoros. Valeria wrapped up in her father's shirt, still clinging to him, her small arm draped around his neck. Kasabova writes that the border, quote, hums with an especially siren-like tone for children and parents lured by the possibility of a life free of violence, death threats, and poverty. Just by being there, Kasabova says, the border's an invitation. Come on, it whispers, step across the line if you dare, in sunshine or under cover of night, in fear and hope rolled into one. Supporters on either side of partisan ideologies like to quote the Bible as suits the du jour scandals and catastrophes in any given news cycle, the blips that we shake our heads over and that are promptly replaced by the next inconceivable disaster. With the debate over immigration policies and the dystopian horrors on the border, it's mostly those appalled by the humanitarian crisis roiling there who go often to verses from Matthew and the parable of the sheep. This is the same discourse where Jesus warned, if any of you put an obstacle before children, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. As systemizing the neglect and torture of thousands of children goes uncurbed, that biblical millstone has somehow been transferred to hang around the collective necks of those who understand that seeking asylum is not an illegal act, who try to donate hygiene products and toys for the children, and are turned away with the blistering indifference of armed guards. 7 children have died in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody in those squalid camps. Hundreds of tender-age children are still in cages, and the ferryman at the edge of the riverbank remains stony-faced, inured to the misery of the least of our brothers and sisters.
That was a commentary by Texas Public Radio contributor Yvette Benavides. She is professor of creative writing at Our Lady of the Lake University.